It's November 22nd, 2012. I'm Eric Amer, speaking here with George Hollinger. George, thanks for coming in for a chat. So, George, I gather you were not born in the Burnaby area, but you did spend quite a bit of time. So how did you first come to this corner of the world?
Well, when I got out of the Navy, or the Reserve Navy, I started traveling around by motorcycle, and I spent 7 years on the road. And then I thought California was the end of the rainbow, and it wasn't. So I kept traveling, and then I came north, and I found British Columbia, and I fell in love with it.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, except for the rain, maybe.
Well, the rain doesn't bother me whatsoever. I don't mind the rain.
Yeah, and you sort of lived in different parts around the Lower Mainland area.
When I first came here, I had an address from somebody in California, and they put me in touch with a family in Richmond, and Rulo Island. And they had a place where they rented out rooms. So I rented a room there for a little while, so I got settled. And then I moved away again, went down to Oregon for a little while, because I liked Eugene, Oregon as well. That was second. Eugene, Oregon was number two. And then I came back here, and then I found a place in Vancouver, and then I got a job, and I pretty well stayed here, except for a few minor exits here and there, but generally speaking, I stayed there. And then I moved to Burnaby and got married. I'm a local girl, got married, and then we bought a house in Burnaby in around late, mid-70s, I would guess. Not exactly sure when.
Yeah, so during the time you're sort of in and out, I gather one of your hobbies was racing. Was it motorcycle racing?
Both, cars and motorcycle.
Cars and motorcycle racing. And one of the stops was in Burnaby. I mean, a lot of us have heard about the Digney Speedway, but not many of us know really much about it.
Well, Digney Speedway, that was around somewhere around the area of McPherson Avenue. I couldn't find it today to save my life. And they did a lot of small, it was a short track, did mostly dirt track racing. In fact, all dirt track racing was a dirt track. And there was a few exhibition races. And the motorcycle organization, CMA, Canadian Motorcycle Association, they had a charity race there, which I raced only once. And I have no idea what the charity was for. I would imagine it was in the late 50s, the race was, 58, 57, somewhere. So I raced at Digney Speedway once. But it was very popular, really. A lot of guys raced, a lot of cars. Not many motorcycles, a lot of cars.
So what did it actually look like? It was an oval?
A dirt track, an oval. I think it was only a quarter mile. I may be wrong about that.
And stands around the
quarter
outside?
Quarter mile. Or? Yeah, there were not stands all the way around. There were stands partially around. And a little fence, like a school ground fence around to try to keep the spectators safe. And it was a very short track. And the corners were a little bit banked.
Okay.
And on the motorcycles, you had to take the brakes off. You can't use brakes on them. You have to drift around the corners.
Oh, really?
So this wasn't our thing, so we didn't have motorcycles specifically for that, so we had to sort of semi-modify them.
So literally you remove the brakes?
You take the brakes right off, and you slow down by just drifting around the corner, you know, sliding and straightening up, and that kind of stuff. But I only did that once, so I don't know much about it.
And are these wild and crazy races? Lots of people potentially?
No, I don't remember anybody getting hurt there. There was only about six or seven of us. I can't remember how many. There was only about six or seven that wanted to take the trouble to modify their machines. But I don't remember anybody getting hurt. I don't even remember anybody getting hurt even in the car races. We used to go to the car races on Saturday night just for entertainment and go down there with a couple of bottles of beer and watch them. But I don't remember anybody getting hurt at Digney. It's possible, but I don't remember anybody getting hurt.
And what actually do you race? What was your motorcycle?
The one I raced at Digney, or when
sure.
I raced...
Digney and in general.
Well, the one I raced on the racetracks at Abbotsford and California and Quebec and Ontario and what have you was what they call a matchless G45. And the one I raced at Digney was I worked for a motorcycle shop at the time, British Motorcycles. And they lent me what they call a James, small capacity machine.
So about what displacement?
125.
125 is quite small.
Yeah. Well, it had to be small. I mean, too much power. The G45, we would have killed you on G45.
Oh, really?
You know, so the James were modified, so we just did. Like I said, it was just a charity race. But the racing motorcycle I used that I traveled with was what's called a matchless G45.
And is that on a paved surface?
Yeah, that was like road racing.
So Digney was a dirt track.
Yeah, dirt track.
A different kind of...
Very short. Yeah. I think it was only a quarter mile. Oh. Very, very short track. Whereas most of the road racing circuits we were on were mile and a half minimum. And like SIR down in Seattle, I think that was about 2.5 miles or 2 miles. I can't remember, but...
And does a dirt track get pretty dirty as you're going around?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's raining.
Not only that, but they used to have to grade the track every so often, because when you go around a corner, you just push all the dirt up against the dirt and go up against the fence maybe 2 feet high. You know, so they had to regrade it. So it was a very loose gravel track.
And was it popular? Did a lot of people come out to that place?
Oh, yeah. Saturday night, it was a lot of people come out there. You know, well, yeah. It was cheap entertainment. I can't remember how much it cost to get in. Oh, no, they was very popular for a while. I guess development killed... I have no idea why, but I guess development killed them, you know? I mean, I guess the land became too valuable, even in those days, I guess.
I can't remember its demise. I think it had about a 15-year run. It started off as midget racing, and then that kind of petered out and then became more stock car.
Yeah, they had what they call quarter midget.
Quarter midget.
Yeah. The cars weren't very big. They're only about as long as this room, if that. But it was very popular. A lot of guys did it.
Mostly locals, or did people?
People came from other parts of the country and states. These tracks are very... I don't know about today, but these type of tracks are very, very common, especially in the states. I mean, every small city in Seattle, for instance, had a dirt track, and Victoria had one too, called Western Speedway. I mean, in those days, everybody, every small town had a small dirt track. And they're very popular.
And what kind of scene was there on a Saturday night? Was pretty excited? People, lots of hollering and
people got involved in it, because the beautiful part of a short track as opposed to a road racing track is you can see everything.
Okay.
You know, only on a small stand. I don't know how many people it held. But it didn't have stands right around it, just had stands in the front of the start-finish line. But you can see the whole thing. It's only a quarter mile, you know, just like a track at a high school, you know, like a running track. So you can see the whole thing. So it naturally brought a little excitement involved.
Yeah. And you know, a mixed crowd, men and women?
Oh, yeah. There was...
Young and old?
Yeah, mostly young.
Young men?
But there was a lot of older guys as well. But like, I don't think it held many people. I couldn't give you a guess how many, but it wasn't many. It wasn't a big complex.
Well, the only person I've spoken with so far who's mentioned it, Liv, never actually went, but he said it could get pretty noisy.
Oh, very noisy. Yeah. And that may be one of the things that killed it, too, as a matter of fact. I never thought of that.
More people living nearby complaining about the noise.
Yeah. Well, it's very, very noisy because, you know, I mean, everybody used to take... what they call straight pipes or reverse megaphones. You just take off the ordinary muffler and put what they call a straight pipe on, so you had no baffling for the exhaust.
Was it loud to be in a race like that as well? I mean, did you wear ear protection?
No, we weren't smart enough in those days. No, in those days we weren't smart enough for that.
Dressed in leathers and...
On the motorcycle we raced in leathers, and in the cars we had what they call a flame retardant suit. But the motorcycle, all leathers and helmets and gloves,
goggles,
and on the dirt track, when you went around the track, you had to put 1 foot down for balance, and you had to put what we call a hot shoe on. So the welding shops used to make a steel plate and put it strapped to your shoe, we used to call it a hot shoe.
Very interesting.